Our theme from Musicians Come and Play there. Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And looking in the book, it is program number 204 on this Father's Day Sunday, June the 18th of 2017. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on the FM dial. We're now up to 66 degrees here in Central Minnesota. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to bring him in and go to the phone line right now and say good morning to Mr. Eric Malik. Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Ty?
Excellent. And I understand you're on the road today, huh?
I am. We're on a family vacation going out to Custer State Park, Rapid City area. And right now we're at a truck stop by Salem, South Dakota. I just stopped and had a bite to eat with my wife, and I got two little girls and a little boy. So we stopped to have a bite to eat.
Oh, that's awesome. There's nothing better than a family outing. I'll tell you, it's been a few years for me since we had the family together to do something like that. But
sure.
We remember when the kids were young, it was just the greatest. And I bet you guys are going to have a great time.
Oh, we will. We always take a week off once a year, and we got a camper, and we take off someplace and spend a week sightseeing and having fun together.
Neat. Who's your wife?
My wife is Kimberly Sandhurst was her maiden name.
Oh, yes, that's right. Sister to Adam?
Correct, yep.
Oh, yes.
Sister to Adam.
You bet. And then the kids?
Yep, I got a 7-year-old is Josie.
Uh-huh.
And I got a 4-year-old named Maddie. Uh-huh. And I got about a 1.5-year-old little boy named Colton.
Oh, my goodness. So you're just fresh in the business then. You're really at it there. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't get married until I was 30. I was kind of holding off.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Kim is about 9 years younger than me, so that makes it a little easier.
Oh, sure.
She can keep up with them easier.
Well, that's great. Well, Eric, we've got you today. You guys released a brand new CD, and it's really awesome, I'll tell you. I've had a chance to preview it, and you also did a DVD, and those came in the mail yesterday. I didn't get a chance to open the package, but we've got those, and
sure.
We're going to talk about that a little bit today, but like we usually do, we always want to find out. I know you've been on the program before, but folks maybe weren't listening the last time or forget. Want to find out how you got started. So where were you born and raised? Who's the folks? And a little bit about your history.
Sure. I was born and raised right around the little Czech village of Duncan, Iowa.
Okay.
Which is right on Highway 18, just west of Mason City, Clear Lake, Iowa area. If you hop off the interstate at Clear Lake, Iowa, and go west about 20, 30 minutes, that's the area I come from.
Okay.
And that's still the area I live. And I work at the feed mill. I run the feed mill in Garner, Iowa, which is right in that area. And that's where I went to school, is Garner Hayfield.
Uh-huh.
And I graduated from there in 1997. And then went on to the community college in Mason City, Iowa, for agriculture. And then I got my job with that internship at the co-op at the feed mill. And that's where I'm still at today. And my dad lives out on the Century Farm. And we raise crops out there, corn, soybeans, alfalfa. And we have a small cow-calf beef herd.
Okay.
And so that keeps us pretty busy. And then we have a ballroom. It's a community ballroom run by the Catholic Workmen in Duncan.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a volunteer there and on the maintenance committee along with other committees there. And my wife, Kimberly, is a nurse over at Mason City. She's a labor and delivery nurse. She delivers babies. So we're pretty busy.
I guess you are. And your folks, again, mention their names.
Yeah, my dad is Bob Malik, and his wife's name is Peggy, and they live out on the farm. And then my mom is Laura, and she lives in Garner.
Okay, awesome. Well, very, very good. All right. And, of course, dad is still in great shape, so he's in the band with you. And you
yeah,
guys...
we just had a big celebration last Sunday, a week ago today, in our hometown. We threw a free dance. Dad was celebrating 50 years of playing. And we celebrated 85 years of the Malik band going.
Okay.
So it was quite a milestone.
I guess.
And at one point, we even had a couple different Malik bands going.
Really?
Yeah, because it all started with my grandpa Phil and his brother Ed, and they were playing barn dances and house parties.
Really?
And they played four or five nights a week. And my grandpa Sil kind of was getting burned out a little bit because they were milking cows and farming at the same time, and he was on school board.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to kind of slow down a little bit, and then all people wanted him to come back and play their anniversaries since he'd played their wedding dances. So when Grandpa would come back, they'd call it Moloch Brothers Band, and when his brother Ed and the trumpet player Marv Lacour and their band went out, they'd call it L&M, those Lacour and Moloch. So
okay.
There was a couple different bands going, and then Dad started the Moloch's Fishermen 50 years ago.
Really?
And wow. That's kind of where we're at today.
You
so
bet.
We're in the third generation, or I'm the third generation.
You are the third generation. And your capacity in the band, you're obviously a concertina player. Do you play other instruments too, then, Eric?
Yeah, I play trumpet and valve trombone.
Okay.
And do some vocals.
Oh, you do. Okay. And now, is your wife also in the band, or?
She is. Yep.
She is.
She
okay.
plays saxophone and clarinet and sings as well.
Oh, yes. Boy, that makes it interesting when you have jobs and gigs, because then you're in need of babysitters, huh?
That's true. And she can't always play. She's on call about every third weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So we get people to fill in for her.
Okay.
And it works out. We do. You just got to do what you got to do sometimes to keep the home fires burning.
Absolutely. So who's still sort of in charge or running and booking the band? Who is it?
Well, I do some, and Dad does some.
Okay.
So it's we kind of take turns.
Joint effort.
If someone's got time to call someone back, then they do it, or else I do it.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And you have the distinction of owning Elmer Scheid's concertina, I understand.
I do. I'm very proud of that. It's Elmer kept that thing in beautiful shape. It's a 1937 Paddock Deluxe, built in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And I believe Elmer was 16 or somewhere around that when he got it. I believe his dad ordered it for him. And that came on train, I believe, in a New Ulm out of Chicago. And Elmer said that was a pretty big deal when that came in there. A lot of people showed up to see it, even when it came off the train. So
wow.
It was a pretty special deal.
And
he played that concertina with the Wagner Band, and
yeah,
probably with when he was with the Dutchman too, I would imagine. And then,
sure.
Then his whole time with his band, and
you bet.
Until he sold it to Christy Hingle.
Oh, okay.
So he had it for a long time, kept very good care of it.
And what key is that one?
That's a C box.
I played that one already.
Sure.
Yep.
When
Christy had it there, I was going down there those years, and I remember him telling me that this is Elmer's concertina. That's a beautiful box.
And what Christy had told me is when he started building concertinas, he wanted them to sound like Elmer's Paddock.
Okay.
That's what he always wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty neat. I'm pretty honored to have that concertina.
And you had the honor of knowing Elmer as well, didn't you?
Sure, yeah, we were pretty good friends. We talked on the phone maybe once every week or a couple weeks, and he was pretty sharp. He had a lot of good stories about the dance band business and where he'd been. It was always interesting talking to Elmer.
And boy, he had a band too, huh? Back in his heyday?
Oh, very good band.
Hulari band, I mean, it was just the best.
They were a tight band.
You bet.
Very popular.
And I'm sure
I believe his recordings are probably still selling big.
They are. I mean, I sell a lot of music, and every now and then somebody will ask for Elmer Scheid recordings. And,
oh, yeah.
And, yeah, he's
very good quality.
That Elephant's quality Waltz. Band. Elephant's Waltz was so.
Oh, sure.
Dear Kamak, yeah, he was so good. And just a number of other ones, too, that Elmer did. Concertina solos. Just wonderful.
Sure.
So you actually got to play and be with Elmer for a time then before he passed on, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I went up to his house quite a bit. When he was in New Ulm, and then when he moved up to the cities.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got to spend some time together.
Well, that's great. And I'm sure you got to see him perform as well, too, then,
sure.
In those days.
Yep,
huh?
I did.
Wow.
I did, yeah, and I have quite a few old live recordings of him that I enjoy listening to. Sometimes those live recordings are pretty fun.
Yes, they are. Obviously, there's the background noise, but, boy, I'll tell you, I always liken it to the recording, too. I recorded with several bands back in the day before computers. There was no cutting and patching back in those days.
No.
You played it straight,
no,
and that was it.
That's right.
And
that's
live, right. Live recordings are the same way. So, but
yes, sir.
But you guys are proud of a brand-new recording. Let's talk about that
a
bit.
Sure.
It's volume 11, Take a Ride. And I see a nice picture of a yellow Plymouth on the, on the cover. What is that?
I believe it's a 1940.
A 1940 model,
1940, huh? Yep. And
do you own that?
That's a picture. No, I wish I did. We found that picture on the internet, and they said we could go ahead and use it. And I guess we decided with that Take a Ride, because we have a couple two-steps on there, like cab driver and Tijuana taxi. And,
oh, sure.
And we thought, well, Take a Ride. Yeah, we take people on a trip, you know, with our music. So I thought, well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it is. Any idea what the location is there, or the background at all? Is that
I'm not sure. I don't know for sure.
Okay, it's a beautiful picture, and folks will be very very interested to see that inside the cover. Nice picture of the band. And
thank you.
As I'm looking at them, do you know who they are, left to right, standing and then sitting?
Well, I don't have it in front of me. Here, but I know that my dad and my dad Bob and my wife Kim are on the picture. And I know my cousin Ron that plays sax and clarinet, keyboard, he's on there. And Tony Kaminsky's on the bass horn. Tony's originally from Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Lives in La Crosse area now, and he plays quite often with us. Very good bass horn player.
Yeah, we've seen him with Carl already, huh?
Sure, yeah, and he used to play with the Jolly Chaps Orchestra.
Oh,
he
yes.
started with them, I think he was about 12 or 13 years old.
Okay.
And Jeff Langan, Mr. Drums there from the La Crosse area, very good drummer. His family, on both sides of his mom and dad, played with Sylvester Liebel.
Oh, my goodness.
In the Swiss Boys.
Sure.
So he comes from a musical family as well. And then myself, that should be about six of them there, I believe.
I think that is, you bet.
And that was taken a year ago up in Rib River Ballroom in Wausau, Wisconsin. We made a trip up there and had a good time.
And that's an outdoor setting there, a beautiful setting there.
Yeah.
You guys are on a picnic bench there or some sort.
Right.
And the green.
Yeah, that was a good day.
Yeah, beautiful, you bet. Well, Eric, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment.
Sure.
We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. I'm going to read the ad for the sponsor of the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and finish out the conversation.
Thank you.
All righty. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats, award-winning sausages. This weekend, on Friday and Saturday, it'll be the St. Joe Lady Lions hosting the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Come out and roar just a little bit and socialize with the ladies while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. Now, I remember as a kid growing up during those hot days of summer, there was nothing more satisfying than an ice-cold glass of juice or Kool-Aid and a sandwich for supper. The St. Joe Meat Market has many great lunch meats, summer sausages, cold cuts, ground bologna, and cheeses to choose from. Also, for summer grilling, and now in stock, they are beef and chicken kebabs. And for those that don't know what a kebab is, it's either chicken or beef on a stick with a mixture of peppers, onions, and mushrooms. Absolutely delightful on the grill. The brat of the week this week is our smoked Austrian brats. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. And as always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market open daily Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday nights till 7, Saturdays till 5, and closed on Sunday. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, and again, a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And Eric, for being our guest on the program, you've been here before, so you know how it works. We're going to get one of those nice meat packages, along with Chasm, the St. Joe Meat Market. We send that out to you. Hope that you and the wife and the kids, everybody enjoys it in good health. How's that for you?
That's great. That's very generous.
Well, very good. All right. And I guess I neglected to wish you a very happy Father's Day today.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, happy Father's Day to everybody out there. I was going to mention happy Father's Day to Adam Sanders. That's my brother-in-law.
Yep. I'm sure he's listening
in. Got Olivia and Gavin, and Olivia's my goddaughter.
Oh, neat.
So I'm pretty proud of Adam's family there. They have a nice family. Also, happy Father's Day to Bob Posch. That'd be Adam's father-in-law.
Yes,
and
that's
I know
right.
He's a avid listener to your program there.
You bet. Bob and Kathy, they're right in our backyard there. I live just in front of them there. So, yeah, we get to see them
very
frequently.
Very nice people.
You bet.
Well, Eric, let's talk just a couple minutes here about the recording. I see 20 releases on this thing, and there's a couple of them I don't recognize on there. Little Fairy Waltz. I've never heard that one before, I don't think.
Okay, that came out of the Elmer Scheid Library.
It did.
And I have no idea where they picked that up, but it was always a pretty song. The only bands I ever heard play that was Elmer Scheid and Ray Dorschner.
Okay.
And I'm not sure where they got it from, but that's a beautiful song.
It is, and we're going to hear that in just a few moments.
Okay.
Another one I see, Blinky Girl Mazurka.
Yeah, that's out of the Scheid book, too.
It is, okay.
Do they ever play many mazurkas up your way?
Oh, yeah. People do like that.
Yeah, and that was one of the... Oh, he had about three or four mazurkas he played, and that was one of them.
Okay.
You know, and they might have made up that name. I'm not sure where they got the Blinky Girl, but that's a nice, pretty mazurka.
It is. That's wonderful. In the Malik Mood. Is that like the Glenn Miller In the Mood?
Yeah, it's kind of our rendition of In the Mood.
Okay.
It's just, you know, a little bit different. We don't have the whole 15-piece orchestra like Glenn Miller had, so
sure.
we do what we can.
Sure. Okay. All right. And then a number of other polkas, waltzes, the two steps on there that I recognize. And
a little bit of Hulerei.
Yeah, it's a great recording, and folks are going to want to have this, add that to their collection. And I'm sure,
sure
when they see you, you have them available all the time. And you've been gracious to provide them to me, so folks can look on my website and get them there as well. So they'll want to have one of these.
Yes.
How about the DVD?
The DVD is what we recorded up on the Molly B. Polka Party RFD tapings
Sure.
in Medina, Minnesota.
Yeah.
We were up there twice, and I believe there's 30 songs on that DVD, so it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
You get 30 songs on there, and that's all the quality TV taping from the RFD shows, so...
Okay.
You're getting a really good deal there on that DVD. 30 songs, like I said, all polkas and waltzes on that.
All right.
That's how they wanted it on the show, and it turned out very nice, and I believe people need to add that to their collection.
Absolutely. Now, talking about the recording here, did you play like trumpet or any of the horns besides the concertina on some of the songs?
Oh, yeah. Yep,
okay.
I'm on trumpet. Yeah, there's some songs without concertina, so I'd be on trumpet on those.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yep. So I'm on everything on here.
Okay, that's
and,
awesome.
People I know we got quite a few vocals on here as well, three-part harmonies, and then some German vocal, Zolein Tag, and then we got a Czech vocal on there with the Prune Song waltz. Everybody knows the Prune Song.
Yep.
If you're Czech or not, you know it.
Yep, we left our wives at home.
That's right.
All righty. So when folks come out to see Malik's Fishermen at a dance job, what are they going to see? I mean, do you jump back and forth from horns to concertina, or are you pretty much just on the concertina?
I'm back and forth.
You are back and forth.
That's how it works, yes. Yep.
Oh, my.
I stay at the same stand there, but sometimes I get trumpet music, and sometimes I'm playing concertina. It just depends on the song and how it's arranged.
And that makes for an interesting evening, I would think, because you never get bored or never get tired. There's you're moving all the time, thinking all the time.
That's right.
You bet.
That's right. And, we try to play a nice danceable beat.
Sure.
And like I said, we like to put vocals in there as well and keep everybody entertained.
Usually, how does it work? Dad call up the songs, or is it you calling them up these days?
Oh, well, kind of both of us. I'll holler at songs, and sometimes I'll hear someone grumble, so then we pick up a different song. But you know how it goes.
Oh, absolutely. They do that. Musicians do that just to keep you honest, I think.
I know. That's just the way it is. You know?
And that's part of the whole atmosphere. I mean, people like that when you are, how would you say it, entertaining. I mean, you are just...
Well, yeah.
You know, that's part of the whole business of entertainment, so...
Oh, yeah. Musicians are usually kind of characters. And,
yep.
And they like to keep people on their toes.
Absolutely. You bet. What is the... schedule look like? Are you guys really busy, or what's coming up
next?
We're
pretty busy. I think we'll have 50-some for the year, and with everybody working full-time jobs, that's about all we can handle.
Yes, I
hear
you.
So we're happy with that.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, almost every weekend.
Sure.
So we're good with that. Except for this weekend, or this coming weekend, we got off because of vacation.
You kind of
scheduled
that.
We were in Des Moines.
Yep.
Des Moines last night, which is only 2 hours south of us. We played Des Moines quite a bit at a German beer hall there.
Mm-hmm.
And we get people of all ages, and it's fun. We get families, and we get college kids, and we get some older folks, and everybody has a chance to dance a little bit and have something to eat and have a beer, and it's just a good time.
Okay. Now, you guys have got, I think it is, 11 recordings out? Is that the 11 CDs that you have available?
Yeah, that's the 11th recording the band has made.
Okay. Now, you probably weren't on all of them, huh?
No, I missed the first three.
Okay. Who did they have playing concertina back in the day, then?
Well, very first guy, his name was Jerry Nedved.
Okay.
And he was out of Mason City, Iowa. And then there was a Bill Malik, which was a cousin of mine.
Okay.
He played concertina. And then there was a Dean Schilling that played. He had an A-flat Hingle.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mars Frana played with the band for quite a few years out of Charles City, Iowa.
Okay. So did you break in with the band on concertina, or did you start out on the horns?
I started on trumpet, yes.
Okay.
Because I started in fifth grade in band in school, and then they had a few charts. Back in the day, they hardly read any charts. Everything was pretty much
improvised
by ear for the most part. They had a few, but then when I started on the band, we started writing up charts, and we were able to get some charts from different musicians, and just makes it a little easier, especially if you have someone filling in.
Absolutely. Oh, that's for sure. And nowadays, you have to do that. I mean, the lifestyle has changed so much over my lifetime. I mean,
sure.
Back when I began playing, that's all you did, it seemed like. But nowadays, the kids are so busy in school with activities,
sure.
And there's so much going on. So it's really difficult for anybody to make all of the dance jobs in a year's time, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's very true.
Everybody staying in good
very
health?
True.
Dad and Mom, everybody good?
Yep. Everyone's doing all right.
All right.
Got the crops in. They don't look the best down here. We were kind of dry. We were wet. We went from one extreme to the other. We went from wet to hot and dry. And the corn didn't look quite too bad, but the beans didn't get a very good start.
Okay.
We got the first cutting of hay up here a week or two ago, and the second cutting's coming a little slow. But
sure.
It could always be worse.
That's right. That's right. Some of them sustained some storm damage in between our areas here, and I heard of an area
that
had about a foot of hail last weekend, and boy, that'll do knock things out. So,
that's not a good deal.
So it can always be worse, I guess.
That's true.
That's right. Well, Eric, I want to ask you a couple of questions yet before I let you run, and one
okay.
of them is, besides Elmer, who are the concertina players that you really look up to, kind of idolize, or...
Well, the ones that are still around that I guess would be like Brian Briggen.
Uh-huh.
He's probably my favorite concertina player.
Sure.
Still playing. Other one would be Kevin Liss from the New Jolly Swiss Boys.
Yes.
Very good player, plays a lot like Old Soul Evil.
Yep.
So those are the two that I enjoy listening to that are playing right now. Otherwise, I was Elmer Scheid. Jerry Schuft was a very, very good friend of mine and good concertina player.
You bet.
And he was a character as well.
All right.
Sylvester Liebel as well.
Yeah.
All those guys, very good concertina players.
Do you ever get a chance to work with Donnie Klossner at all?
Yeah, once in a while, and he sat in with us before.
Oh, he has.
Yeah. I enjoy his stuff he did with the Babe Wagner Band.
That
early stuff was very good.
You bet. Awesome. Yeah, and there's so many more that we could mention. Those are highlighting
there's
a few.
A lot of good players.
You bet. How about venues? How about ballrooms? I know you've been in a bunch of them. Any that stand out in your mind that you really enjoyed?
Well, yeah. Minnesota's got a lot of nice ballrooms. I really miss the Gibbon Ballroom, but that's just the way things go there.
Yeah.
Actually, we were down in Texas, and we played down in Ennis, Texas, and they had three ballrooms in this town that would all fit over 1,000 people. And those ballrooms were probably no more than 4 or 5 miles apart from each other. And that blew my mind, that there'd be that many ballrooms and that big. That was pretty neat.
Yes.
The real nice one down by us, which used to have old time, they no longer do, was a surf ballroom in Clear Lake.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was growing up as a kid, every Friday night there was old time.
Okay.
And so our band played there once a month.
Sure.
And so I'd get to go along with the band when I was just a little tyke. And I have a lot of good memories of growing up there at the Surf Ballroom.
All right. That's neat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of fun places.
Our time is running short here. I usually ask, I did ask you the last time. I don't remember what you told me, but I always ask you if there's a memory, you know, whether it's awards or incidents on the road or something, good, bad, or otherwise. Sure. Is there a memory, Eric, that you would share with the listeners as you look back over your career?
Well, I guess I enjoyed it while my grandpa Phil was still alive, and I was coming on the band, and my dad was playing. So we had three generations going for quite a few years there, and it was we had a good time. It was fun being, you know, when you're a kid, your grandpas and grandparents mean a lot to you.
Absolutely, yes.
And it's fun to be around them and get that chance. A lot of people wouldn't get that chance to have three generations playing on the band.
No.
That's what I enjoyed. And we have a lot of fun now, too. But looking back, it was pretty unique.
Pretty special, you bet. Well, with that, Eric, we're going to let you run. I know you're anxious to get back to your family vacation there. So with that, I want to thank you again. Like I did the last time, good Lord willing, the creek doesn't rise, you know, and we're both here.
Sure.
Down the road sometime, we'll do this thing again.
All right, thank you, Si, and happy Father's Day to everybody. And remember to tell the sponsors of the Polka Show there, tell them thank you for sponsoring this good music.
Absolutely. And if you want to hang on the line, I'll talk to you off the air here just in a moment.
Thank you.
All righty, and there he goes, Eric Malik of Malik's Fishermen out of Garner, Iowa, our 204th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 14 minutes now past the hour, 12 noon, 65, our current temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Malik's Fishermen, their brand new release, Volume 11, Take a Ride.